Hello, welcome to second in the series of webcasts on SQL Azure Data Sync. This session is about synchronizing data across databases on-premise and databases in the cloud. We also call it E2C scenario for Data Sync. I'm Sudesh Suresh, Senior Program Manager, Microsoft. To get the best value of this session, it's important that you understand high-level SQL Azure Data Sync service, what is it about, understand concepts like sync group, member databases, hub databases, sync schedule, and so on. The first webcast done in this series should cover this in good detail. The best way to learn something is to see it in action, so let's jump right into demo. Okay, so let's look at the setup for the demo. I have two databases. This is a database or a SQL server on my computer, so think of this as on-premise database or e-database in E2C scenario, and this is the cloud database, SQL Azure in the cloud. Now if you look at the tables that we have on this database on my local computer, there's a table called students, which has, let's look at the data in this table. It has four students in it. Now let's look at the database in the cloud. There's no table for students here. In the demo, we'll demonstrate that once you establish a sync between this on-prem database and this cloud database, student data will start flowing from here to here, and over time it will get bidirectional sync. As we make updates here, the changes will flow here. When we make updates here, changes will flow there. Now let's go to the portal. Let's look at our Azure portal. I'm not going to show how to provision a DSS server. That was covered in the first webcast. So I'll jump right into creating the sync group. Let's give it a name. Let's call it demo for E2C. Let's add our SQL Azure database here. I have the server name noted here. Let me just copy that, paste it here. This was the name of the database. I already have my credentials, and I added this database. Now here comes the on-premise part of the database. Now you can have existing database that you have as part of any sync group, or you can decide to add a new SQL server in the sync group. In this case, I'm going to add a new SQL server in the sync group. And again, here I have two options. If I already have the agent installed on my computer, I can do it through existing agent, or I can install a new agent. In this case, I'm going to install a new agent. Now, for installing a new agent, this first link points you to the download page. So this points you to our download center that has two files for download. The first one is a document for license, and second one is the MSI that we're going to install. Before we click on the download, let's review some of the important information. For this installation of the agent, this document tells what are the system requirements, supported operating system, what versions of SQL Server you need to have, what version of Windows Server you need to have. What are the prerequisites, so CLR, Shared Management Object, .NET 4.0, and detailed instructions on how to install the agent. I'm going to demonstrate this in this demo, but these are important instructions to refer back. Before we install that, let's also talk about what is an agent. So agent is a Windows service that enables your SQL Server on your computer or on your SQL Server to talk to our SQL Azure Data Sync service. So this is a service through which your SQL Server on-premise talks to our DSS or data sync service in the cloud and let this service do the job of synchronization. So now let's click on the download. Here we have MSI. Okay, so let's click on next. Agree the license. I agree with the license agreement. Okay, this is another important concept. You have to make sure that you provide a credential that has the network access so that your agent, your Windows service, can talk to SQL Azure Data Sync Service. So let me provide my Microsoft credential because it has appropriate network access. Done. Click on Next. This is the default folder where this agent gets installed. We recommend that you install it in this folder, but you can always browse to a different folder and install it there. Disk cost, that tells you how much space is required, how much is available. Click on Next. Click on Next. So now it's installing and my installation is complete. So now where to find that agent? So if you look at all the programs, you will see one entry under SQL Azure Data Sync. This is the agent. Click on that. And this is your UI for the agent. Now you notice that you have something called Submit Agent Key. If you go back to Portal, this is where you generate a key. We want to make sure that agent with the valid key only talks to a service. So let's say we call it agent for C demo and we generate a key. Copy it. Go back and provide this agent key. Okay. You can ping our service. Successfully pings. Now let's register our database. So this agent needs to know which databases from on-prem should talk to the service. So this is my local database, server name. This is the database name. I'm choosing to use Windows authentication, but you can also use SQL authentication if you want to. There's another option to enable SSL connection from your agent to the SQL Server. Connection successful. I save it, and my database is now registered in the agent. Let's go back to the portal. Click Next. Here, you can see that there's no database right now in the drop-down, but now you have your agent registered here. Let's get the database list. Now service talk to the agent and your database name is in the drop-down. Click on that. So now you see that you have your cloud database in the sync group, you have your on-premise database in the sync group, but the sync group is not yet deployed. But before we hit on deploy button, let's look at other configuration that we have. So let's leave the synchronization to default 30 minutes. Let's say hub wins in case of conflict. Let's now look at data set. And in our case, we are looking at our on-prem database, the student table there, and saying that this is what we want to be synchronized. Now there's another interesting option here called Get Latest Schema. This button lets you get the schema from, in this case, on-prem database. You can also choose some other like cloud database, but here we are choosing the on-prem database. You can get the schema. Getting the schema is a good option, but be careful. Sometimes when you have high fidelity databases, it doesn't work very well, so we don't recommend for production scenario where you have high fidelity database schema having things like foreign key and other constraint. but for your development and testing scenario, it's a good tool to have. So in this case, we're going to just use it. Okay, so we got the schema. Now we're choosing student, and let's say we decide to include both the columns. I'm not going to use this filter, but this is another ability for you to say, I want to synchronize only for this row set. And this is another filter, another way to filter, saying, I want to synchronize only for these columns. I'm not going to go into this, but there will be another webcast to go into details of filtering and things like that, horizontal filtering and vertical filtering and stuff like that. So for our demo, let's just hit OK. Now we have two, in this sync group, we have two databases, a cloud database, on-prem database. We have decided what we want to synchronize, which columns, which table, the interval, the conflict resolution policy and everything. We are all set to hit deploy now. So let's deploy. It's going to deploy all local changes to the server. And since this is the first time, it's also going to create a table in the cloud database because student table doesn't exist there. And it's also going to transfer the data. So let's hit deploy. And it's working on that. You see, it's now provisioning. After provisioning, it's synchronizing. And now both the databases are looking good. So our sync is set up. We have both the databases synchronized. Let's go back to our Management Studio to see the data that we had in on-prem, which are these four records, have they made it to the cloud. So if I hit refresh here, I see the student database, student table getting created. It has the same columns, and let's see, let's do a query and see what data do we have here. Okay, so we have this thing established. We got all the four records that we had on-prem. Now let's do another test. How about we update name of one of the students in the cloud and see if that data flows back into the on-prem SQL server. So let's say update students set name equal to David, where student ID is equal to 1. Okay, let's see the data here. Okay, so we have the updated data in the cloud. Let's go back to on-prem just to make sure that the data is different there. This was the cloud, this was the on-prem. Let's see what data exists here. It still has Sudesh as student ID 1. Now let's go back to our portal and say, I could have waited for 30 minutes and let the data synchronize, but I'm going to not wait and just synchronize now. Okay. Cool. So our synchronization is done. Watch that this is our on-prem in my local office in Redmond, and this is in North Central US data center of Azure. Let's go back to our Management Studio, and this is the data we had. We had student name Sudesh for student ID 1. Let's see what data we have now. And you see, student ID is now updated to David. It's same as this one. So now we have demonstrated in this demo that how to create a sync group consisting of an enterprise or on-premise database and a cloud database, how data flows from one source to destination, and since we set this up as a bi-directional sync, data also flows once you make updates here back to the on-premise database. We also went through what are the required steps for installing the agent, setting the agent key. In fact, if you go back and try to add a new SQL server, you can always find the agents that you already have. You can choose one of them. You don't always have to you don't always have to install a new agent. You always get that from the list. So that's all about demo. I hope the demo was helpful. I want to wrap up this session by pointing you to these additional resources: TechNet articles on Azure Data Sync, series of webcasts, this being one of them. You can ask questions or see what others are asking in our MSDN forum on SQL Azure. If you want to vote for a feature or add any interesting idea for sync feature, you can go to greatwindowsazureidea.com. Windows Azure blogs and Windows Azure Facebook pages are two other great places to be updated with news, not just on SQL Azure Data Sync, but also on other services of Windows Azure ecosystem. So SQL Azure, Windows Azure, Traffic Manager, Data Sync, the bunch of them are like that. It's a great place to be updated with them. Thank you and have a great day.